Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got a great show for you today. Of course, it is Monday, so it is Trip Report Day, and we're headed out to Cleveland, Ohio with listener Mackenzie, and we're talking about her summer trip where she took some first timers. How cool is that when you get to do that? Over to Walt Disney World, and she got to take her 8-year-old nephew, and that's a pretty cool thing. And we talk about their stay at Art of Animation Resort, visiting 3 of the 4 theme parks, getting some groceries, and trying to save some money there by dining back at the hotel for some of the meals. Also, some great meals at places like Tusker House and Sebastian's Bistro, and using Genie Plus in the parks to make sure these first-timers had a great experience. Doing some off-the-beaten things like Conservation Station over at Animal Kingdom. We're going to be all over the place and really kind of talk about the essence of Walt Disney World and making memories with your family. It's a great trip report today, and I really hope you enjoy it. So thanks for dropping in. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs, whether it's the Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney. Our services absolutely free to you. Disney pays us, not you. And you're going to get lots of booking bonuses as well with these bookings. So just swing by, check out all the details. Everything's right there for you right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. And let's face it, we all do it. You can support the show. We get a small commission with each purchase if you just take one extra click and go through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. So thank you so much for doing that. Also, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. You can become a member of Club BOGP, support us that way, and you'll get a bonus podcast every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Just $5 a month, all it takes. And we appreciate our patrons. If you're one of our patrons, thank you so very much. Again, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2450 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. And hey, somebody steal an hour from you too this past weekend, because I'm definitely looking for that last. I came up 1 hour short over the weekend, but it's okay because it's a little bit lighter out, a little bit longer, and I'm definitely a fan of the staying out light a little bit longer so that you can have a little bit more time in the evenings to get out there and walk the dog or do what you got to do, enjoy time. You know, the kids' youth baseball teams can practice a little bit longer, and it's just it's a sign that we're getting closer to summer, which is always a good thing. So just maybe today, sneak in a nap if you can, catch those Z's if you need them. And it was a bad time for me because on last Thursday night, moving into Friday, that was my time where I had to stay up late. Thank God I'm in the central time zone, at least, to check in for our cruise this summer, which is always exciting. But I'm one of those, I'm old. Like, I like to go to bed early. I mean, staying up late, because then you got to do it to check in for your cruise. But man, that's a big ask for me at this point in my life. I mean, I know it pays off 120 days later, but Yeah, I'm gonna need a couple naps this week. So anyway, we're gonna get going this week and get you out the door and down the road to school. Let's make it a great week, and we're doing that with a fun trip report. We're headed out to Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Guardians. They're gonna be playing ball out there very soon with our friend Mackenzie. Mackenzie, happy Monday! What's going on?
Happy Monday! Thanks for having me today.
I am glad to have you. And we were talking eclipse before we started recording the show, because Cleveland is one of those areas that's going to get total. It's going to be in the totality of the eclipse here next month. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
So you said you might head downtown and check that out.
I think so, because like we were talking, it's the Guardians opening day as well. So downtown's probably going to be packed and probably head down there, have a couple beers, and watch the eclipse.
Oh man, there'll be all kinds of parties. That'll be that would be crazy, because I mean, I'm sure Cleveland's just like St. Louis on opening day. It's just a party like from morning till night, and it's kind of an unofficial, like, just wild party all day long. But throw in, you know, I think it's like at 2 or 3 in the afternoon that it's going to become like midnight. Who knows what's going to happen? That could be crazy. Yeah, it's that'd be wild. So it doesn't come across St. Louis. It comes through Missouri totality down by the Boot Hill. So I may make a run down there, but we'll see how the weather is. I saw the last one at Mizzou. Now that was rocking, but because I'm a space nut. So I'm excited for that. We're getting close. I still got to order my glasses. Do you have your glasses? You got to have glasses.
Not yet. I think a couple of the breweries that I go to are giving them away, so I'm hoping that they snag some there.
Yeah, don't get the fake ones, man. That's, you don't want to mess with your eyesight. Like, make sure they're the real legit ones. So do a little research. That's something you don't want to get the 49-cent, ones at a chintzy gas station. You want to splurge for the, I don't know how much they even cost, but just make sure they're certified. I'm just saying, we want you to be able to see the videos as we do these here. We pay extra. Anyway, we're going to be talking Disney today. And before we do that, how'd you grow up with Disney? How'd you get involved listening to a Disney podcast? What's your backstory?
Yeah, for sure. So Disney movies have always been a big part of my life. The running joke, my mom will never forgive me because she was supposed to go see Pocahontas opening weekend at the drive-in. And then she went into labor with me that weekend. So
always happens.
She didn't get to do it, so I don't think she'll ever forgive me. But my dad did take her to the drive-in with, I think, me sleeping in the back seat a couple weeks later. So at least she still got to go, just not on opening weekend. But yeah, I grew up watching a bunch of Disney movies. My sister and I especially loved The Little Mermaid, so we made up so many pretend games. Just pretending to be different characters in The Little Mermaid, from Ariel to all the little fish that are in the singing scenes. So we had a good time. And then I never got to go to Disney growing up. We didn't really do any vacations like that. We lived about 45 minutes from Cedar Point. In college, got to go to the parks for the first time. And yeah, I've went a couple times since then. I love it. I wish I could go more often. I'm jealous of you guys that get to, but that's pretty much it.
Your story is very similar to mine though, Mackenzie, because I was in the same boat. Like, as a kid, didn't travel. Like, we stayed home. I played Little League baseball. You know, that was it. Like, we never went on vacation. We had a Six Flags nearby, and I know Cedar Point and Six Flags are kind of courting each other to possibly kind of merge, and you know, that's going on. And but I mean, it was a huge deal, you know, as a kid going, I mean, like, my perspective and all my friends going to Six Flags, which is like 45 minutes from our house, was like going to Walt Disney World. Like, you know, you didn't dream of going to Disney when I was a kid. Like, going to Six Flags was like the big deal. I mean, like, okay, we're going to Six Flags like in 3 weeks. And we'd dream about it. We'd strategize. Okay, first we're going to do Screaming Eagle. Then we're going to go on the log ride. Then we're going to go on Tom's Twister. And we had all these things. So it was kind of like our thing, but we just didn't know like the scope of, like, some people go to something that's way bigger. And then same thing with you. When I got to go in college and I got to see, wow, like the scale and the theming and the engineering and the attention to detail and the beauty and just how many things were just at a different level of Walt Disney World, I was hooked. I was immediately hooked. And, you know, I couldn't get enough. So then I was buying the guidebooks. I was, you know, is well before social media. I mean, I'm old, but, you know, it was like library, you know, going to find any book I could find, like card catalog. I mean, I was in the little, you know, drawer and looking at the little index cards, finding anything I could find. And, you know, then the very first like websites, you know, there weren't even hardly message boards back then. It's kind of like user groups, but looking for anything I could find to connect with people and find pictures. And I mean, it's just, it's grown from there. And that's where we are today. But it is interesting because It is one of those things that it's hard to explain to people that don't get it, right? I mean, do you have friends like that are like, why do you like something like a theme park? You know, because it's a fandom, but it's ever changing, and it's interesting to kind of follow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get it. I do have a friend that is as Disney obsessed as I am, so I kind of text her anything exciting. And I realized I didn't say anything about the podcast and how I started listening, so I'm gonna get back into that. But during COVID, so I work as a quality engineer for medical device manufacturers, so we were considered essential workers, so we were in the office the whole time during COVID and on the floor, but kind of separated from other people, wearing masks, things like that. So I started think early 2020 listening to the podcast, and I've listened ever since. It's really fun. I feel like you guys are right there with me and nerding out and laughing, and you guys, you're hilarious. You make bad days better. So
you just made my day, because we're just big. I mean, I tell everybody, like, just a big nerd. I mean, I'm a big technology nerd. I grew up on a Commodore 64. I'm a Disney nerd. I'm just but I have fun with life, you know. And I think Pam, Ricky, Scott, we don't take ourselves too seriously. And that's what I love about our community. We're all this way. We're just a community of people that luckily we found each other. And I, real quick plug for the Discord. Over on Discord, we're building that community that we used to have on the old V Bulletin message boards back in the early 2010s. We used to all hang out there every day, kind of before social media took over, and we all went our different ways to Twitter and Facebook and all those places. We're kind of bringing that back over the past month, and it's been amazing. So if you haven't gone over to the Discord, come on over. Just go to brguestpodcast.com, scroll down to the widgets, hit join the Discord. Conversation is going 24/7 over there about everything. I mean, I posted a picture today that the moment Scott and I met, and my God, we look young. Holy cow. We met it. It was called The Pirate and the Parrot back in the day, across from Pirates of the Caribbean. Now it's what is it? Tortuga Tavern. But we had a meet before we were there for, it was called Epic October back then. We used to have a meet every year. We went down for the opening weekend of Food and Wine, and there was a race that weekend. It was Tower of Terror 10 Miler was that weekend. And God, we look young in that picture. So I'm just telling you, that's worth the admission to go over to the Discord, but meet so many people. I saw you over there today. We were chatting, and it's just a fun place. So anyway, let's get to the trip report. That's why we're here. It's summer's coming up. Trust me, my wife's a teacher. She tells me every day that summer is coming, and I'm glad for her because her class is a challenge this year. It can't get here soon enough. So we're going to talk about your trip last summer when you went down in June. So how did this trip come together? Because you got to take some first timers, and I'm so envious of that because that's such a cool thing.
It is. So when I took my first trip back in college, my sister and my nephew were actually living in our house at the time. And when I came back, I brought my nephew one of the cute little Big Feet plush that they sell at Disney. They're the characters and the feet are giant. Mm-hmm. So I brought him the elephant, and I brought him Dumbo, but he was probably at the time 2 or 3, and he thought that was the best stuffed animal in the whole world, and he just kept calling it magic. So back then, me and my now husband, we had went together and came back, and we kind of talked about it. We're like, okay, as soon as we are able, let's take them to Disney for the first time, because I want to see the magic through his eyes. And I think it'll be a great, like, family vacation. Now, a couple years ago, my sister remarried, and, you know, we are all having, like, we all have houses now, we're adults, we're like, okay, we can save for a trip. So we decided to go as a full family. We try to go camping every Labor Day weekend. So instead of going camping last year, we saved and planned for Disney.
So how did you decide? Because you guys stayed at Art of Animation. So to me, I think for when you take first timers, perfect. Like, especially if they're any kind of Disney fans, I think you got to go with something that's got Disney, that screams Disney a little bit. So I think like an All-Stars, Art of Animation, possibly a Pop Century, because it has, you know, like it has Lady and the Tramp. It's got the Jungle Book characters. But also, I like Pop because it's also got kind of the pop culture icons. Everybody loves old Pac-Man. Everybody loves, like, the old laptop. You know, everybody loves the inline skate. I mean, maybe it's just me because I used to speed skate. I think there's a lot of ways Riverside is beautiful, but I think that's the more mature. As you go back on your third or fourth trip, French Quarter, you want to go down to New Orleans. I think if you're, like, excited to go to Disney, you want to have something that is just, like, you know, you get the Disney touch. Is that kind of what you were thinking going with Art of Animation?
Yeah, for sure, because we all love the movies and the animation so much, I figured they would really enjoy it. And, of course, have to be on the Skyliner route. That was the main draw for it. But I had actually stayed the previous summer and took the Skyliner from Epcot over just to check out Art of Animation because I was staying in a different resort. And I was like, okay, this is perfect.
Love it over there. Love it. Okay, so let's talk about getting down there, logistics of like arrival, getting into MCO. You guys rented a car. So let's talk about the first day. You guys got there on a Monday. Let's talk about.
Yeah, so my husband and I flew in from Cleveland, and that was actually a interesting thing because the train that was so we take the train, it's called the Rapid, from a couple stations away from the airport, so parking there is free or cheap.
Hey, that's what
You
you
know,
have to tell me. You know
right.
me. I talk about it all the time. We're not cheap. We're smart.
But the train actually missed our station. It was a new driver and she forgot to stop and just was going too fast and couldn't stop at the station. So luckily I'm anxious about traveling and we were really early to begin with, so we just barely made our flight.
Oh my gosh, you're giving
So
me,
that
give
was
me, I'm
stressful.
sweating it for you right now
Right.
because I'm always 5 hours early at the airport. Like I'm
Yeah.
there like three, you know, there's like three groups like before me. I'm like, well, I can't even have a seat because like they don't have my name up on the board yet where I'm going because I'm so early.
Yeah. So the rest of my family flew in from Detroit. So they're all in the Toledo area. They all live out there. So they flew in from Detroit. They got in about an hour prior to us. So I think everybody else was just relaxing, and my dad went over and picked up the rental car so that when we were ready and like got our luggage, we could just go. So that was super nice.
Nice.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, so you guys, so when you got the rental car, now you guys kicked it off. We actually, Scott and I were talking about this restaurant, T-Rex.
Yeah.
I've been in there for a media thing, but it was just, I wasn't open. It was before it opened, it was early in the morning. And like, I've never eaten there. But when I went in there, I was like, God, I got to eat here, man. This place is sweet looking. Now, I mean, like, I know it's probably extremely loud. It wasn't, they didn't have everything going. But I mean, I'm also like, my wife says I'm like a 12-year-old boy with my sense of humor and how I act. So I think it's like geared right at me. Like I could eat a Brontosaurus burger and a thing of fries and have like a T-Rex screaming down my neck, and I'd be as happy as could be. So I think it's
Yeah,
totally for me.
that's pretty much what it was. We loved it. My mom loves dinosaurs. My nephew has been a big dinosaur kid. I mean, if you can sit in that restaurant and not laugh to yourself and smile, I would be shocked because it's just so over the top. Dinosaurs. There's a meteor shower every couple minutes. It was really fun, and honestly, the food was really good too. I wasn't sure if the food would be as good as some of the other restaurants on property, but it was pretty good and big portions, so it was a fun time.
It has to be big portions. I mean, it's a dinosaur place, right? I mean, come
Right.
on, they gotta be dino sized. Like, dude, I'd be
Exactly.
disappointed if it was small. That'd be terrible thinking. One thing I gotta mention real quick: you guys did go to Publix grocery stop. Any tips there? I mean, you guys. Well, the one thing you mentioned because you guys saw. I mean, you know, like some people set Google alerts. Like I have a Google alert for Be Our Guest podcast. Anytime that's mentioned, like I get an email, which it's
Yeah.
never about our podcast. This is anything like. If a news story says be our guest, like I get it. It's never about our show. And so I need to just kill that. It's always about something unrelated. But Pub Sub. When I see that, I have an internal like boop, 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 boop. So you said they have vegan Pub Subs
They
at
do,
Publix.
and I had heard about this prior, because I'm on a lot of like different vegetarian news sites. I have a lot of dietary restrictions, so it's easier for me to just eat vegan than anything else. But I was super excited because I know my husband wanted the what is it, like the chicken
Oh
tender
my God,
sub.
the greatest thing ever in the history of the world, which we don't have Publix here, or else I'd be at 700 pounds.
Which is yeah, what I've heard. So yeah, no, they had a we went up and they did have a vegan sub. It's different kinds of like plant-based meats, and it was really good, to be honest with you. It didn't taste like it was faking it too hard, so
That's why I love the show, though, because I have no idea about that kind of stuff, but that's why I love having guests on Mondays because we can all learn together. I would have never known to ever talk about that. But
Yeah.
Mackenzie, you, lots of people are going to have the opportunity now to maybe swing by and get the groceries. In that Publix, did you go to that one? Did you guys go to the one that's over? Kind of looks like it's in a little village. It's next to the Chick-fil-A and there's a little gas station there too.
Did, and
Yeah,
we
that's the one I go
decided
to.
to go there because we wanted to come back to the room for a break every day, so we saved some money by buying a lot of our lunch food there, and it was tasty. Publix has great options. It's like, I don't know, it's fun to walk around even.
I agree. There's something about going to a grocery store chain that like you don't have back home. Like
Right.
I think Publix is so cool But I bet you people live in Florida, like, Publix is so dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people came to, we have Dierbergs here. Like, Dierbergs is boring. But I bet you, like, people in Florida be like, Dierbergs is so cool. It's really not, but that's a good point. Okay, so you guys, kind of what else did you do, like, on that arrival day? So you're kind of getting this, like, everything set up. But what else is going on this day?
Yeah, so one of the big things that day is I had walked down to the lobby while we were taking a break and got the first visit pins for my sister and nephew, and my parents had actually just been married 38 years that summer.
Oh, wow.
So I got them wedding anniversary pins, so I brought them to my nephew and told him that Tinkerbell asked me to give them to him. And he was a little skeptical, but he was super excited.
I don't think we mentioned, how old was your nephew?
He was 8 at the time.
Okay. Yeah. I can see where he could be a little.
He's right on that border. Verge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can see that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So the next thing we did is we went to dinner at Sebastian's Bistro, which it was first time for me. And it ended up being one of my favorite restaurants on property. If not, like, it's up there, might be tied for a favorite, which I feel like it slept on a lot, but it was so good.
Gotta give you a bell for that one. And on the Skyliner. I mean, hop and a jump right there from Art of Animation. I mean, be there in 5 minutes.
Right. Yes, my first bell.
Oh, yes. I gotta give it that. Because you know what? That bell is for the rolls at Sebastian's Bistro as well.
So good. Yeah, it was really difficult because they gave me my own stuff because I had dietary restrictions. So instead of sharing family-sized things, they brought me out my own, like, appetizers and entrees, and I had different rolls than everybody, so I pretty much ate my entire basket of rolls.
You're living my dream right there. I'm just saying, like, you know what, like, if they give me, like, the genie pops out of the lamp at Walt Disney World and's like, bam, Mike, you get 3 dreams, Sebastian's rolls, like, just bring it, keep coming. And yes, no calories, that's what I say. Yes. RWhite13 and the on YouTube, Sebastian's Bistro is over at Caribbean Beach. It's their new, relatively new sit-down restaurant. It's been there probably about 4 or 5 years. But get an ADR because it's not very big. It's relatively small, actually, but it's really good. I enjoy it as well. It's right there on the Skyliner, easy to get to. Oh, you mentioned after, and I love this kind of combo. After a nice dinner, Sebastian's Bistro, a little walk, nice little walk over to the Riv. And you checked out the mosaics there, the Tinkerbell and the Tangled mosaics, kind of a little hidden secret people don't know about, a lot of folks.
Yeah, I was excited to show my family that because that I was super proud of myself for finding that on one of my previous trips. And I knew they all really like art, so I thought they would love it. But it was, that was great. So honestly, that Skyliner station ended up being a little closer to Sebastian's Bistro than the Caribbean Beach one even. Well, it felt closer. Mm-hmm. At the evening. So something else that was really funny on the way back from, so my nephew does not like the AI voices. So on the way back, we got on the Skyliner to Art Animation. He was grumpy because, you know, you're a kid, it's your first day at Disney, you traveled. They got up at 3 a.m. to go to the airport. This, you know how the Skyliner starts is, it's like, I invite you to sit back. Yes. In an AI voice, he's like, well, I invite you to shut the heck up.
Oh my gosh.
We just,
yeah,
all laughed so hard.
See, he said, what's the phrase? He said the thing out loud that we're all thinking sometimes. Yeah. Like, yeah, when you're exhausted, like, I've been traveling for 24 hours. Just, could we just have silence?
Right.
Please? Lady, you don't have to tell me every time we go past one of those poles.
Exactly. But then when we did get back, I had ordered as a surprise some first visit decorations and Star Wars decorations to be on their door at Disney. A lady came and decorated it while we were at dinner.
Lady named Tinkerbell, I'm sure.
Yes, it was Tinkerbell. And his face, he just gasped so loud. He was so excited about it. So that was awesome to see.
I got to say, it always works. Pam Forrester, I still remember in 2017 on our podcast cruise, ordered for our stateroom the Star Wars decoration package. And I was like an 8-year-old boy. I was like, oh my God, I got the Star Wars pillow and the Star Wars blanket and the Star Wars, like, Millennium Falcons hanging from the ceiling. I felt like I was 8.
It was just as much for my brother-in-law as it was for my nephew.
I still have the Star Wars pillow and I sleep with it every night on my bed. It's getting pretty destroyed, but I'm getting my money's worth out of it. So always those kind of things are always appreciated. All right, so the next day is Tuesday, first full day. Mm-hmm. Are you guys? Oh, you are. I love it. I knew you would. You're hitting the ground running. You're gonna rock it out. So give us this day.
Yeah. So of course we had to go to the Magic Kingdom because it was.
You have you to.
Know, yeah, no brainer.
Magic Kingdom.
And yeah, so one of the things that I did is I had we bussed over the Magic Kingdom since, you know, they don't have Skyliner yet. I hope one day they do.
That'd be nice.
We bussed over there. We got into the park, and the one thing I did is I ran ahead so that I could see and kind of record the reactions of my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephew when they saw the castle for the first time. And I'm so glad I did that because, you know, seeing my sister, who's an adult, you know, she's only a couple years younger than me, see it for the first time, she was amazed. And she normally doesn't wear emotions on her sleeve, but you could tell she's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it would look like this. So it was just a really special moment to have with first timers. And it was, I recommend anybody, if you bring somebody special for the first time, definitely walk a little bit ahead so you can see their reaction.
Right. And I think as a Disney fan, when you bring somebody like that, it's almost, I don't know how really to say this, but it's almost more satisfying to see your friend or your sister or your loved one, the person that you're traveling with, to see them get excited and have that moment of joy. It's almost more exciting that they have it than you have it. Like, and also I think a lot of times it takes you back to your first time in an unexpected way.
Yeah. But, I'm getting goosebumps now.
Yeah. Same. I mean, cause like, it's so cool to see people that you love get to have that moment. Cause you've probably been talking about it for months, if not years. And then here it is, bam, I'm gonna hit you with it right now. And you got to record it. That's cool. Yeah, I love that. Awesome. So first ride was, you said, okay, now also, sorry. Buzz Lightyear first ride, was that strategic or practical? You guys had Genie Plus too, so let us know how that worked out.
Yeah, so that was my first time buying Genie Plus. I usually wake up super early and just hit as many rides as I can without it. But I would say if you're going to bring first timers, it was a game changer. It was strategic to do Buzz Lightyear first because wanted to go... I usually go to Tomorrowland first. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know there's like debates on where people head to first in the Magic Kingdom, but I usually end up in Tomorrowland. And I was able to get a Genie Plus reservation for Buzz Lightyear right away. So I figured if we did that, then as soon as we checked in, I could get my next reservation and just kind of go around the park that way.
I go to Tomorrowland first, too, by the way. So, okay. I mean, we're two for two here. But I go to Space Mountain just to get out of the way and adjust my back for the day so that I can get my crack, you know, the C4, the C5. I don't even know what it is, the L4. Get it all where it's supposed to probably not be. But that's cool. So after that, looks like you also, it says your nephew's one of his favorite things is meeting the characters.
Yeah. That
makes sense.
Yeah, I was who's excited his favorite character? That he was so... Oh, sorry.
No, but who's his favorite character? Like, or a couple of them that he met throughout the trip?
Mickey. He kept talking about how he couldn't wait to meet Mickey. I wasn't sure if he would be excited or not because he is 8, you know, right. So he's on the cusp of being a little older. But I had got him an autograph book for Christmas that year, and he had it with him. He bought a special pen. He kept saying, I can't wait to meet Mickey. We need to meet all the characters. He also loved meeting Goofy. Daisy pretended like he proposed to her and he thought that was hilarious. So
I love it. That's good that he liked the characters because that meant he was buying into everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's you're right, man. Because I taught elementary school, right? So I know that age. And I taught second grade and I taught fifth grade and I taught sixth grade. So I was right in there. And I'm just telling you, man, at that age, it could go either way. But it's so cool when they allow themselves to be kids and enjoy it. And that shows that he was doing that. That just makes everybody's life so much better. I'm just saying, everybody's having fun instead of fighting. So to launch the Cosmic Rays real quick. I mean, I enjoy it, but I always get the big, fat, long, chili dog, which probably is not recommended for anybody. It's pretty awful for your system, but.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary, they say.
Right. But no, we liked it. It was a good place to, you know, kind of like hide out in the shade. The boys did go over and get turkey legs because they couldn't wait another minute to get their turkey legs. But the rest of us had cosmic rays and we just sat there in the shade and kind of cooled down a little bit.
That's a good plan. Now here's, so you, because you highlighted, you gave me some notes, but you highlighted some of the big points. And when I read this one yesterday, when you sent these over, I said, this is why we do this show. I said, there are certain things, you know, in every trip report on Mondays that just really make me happy. And when I saw this one, I said, this is kind of the line that this is going to be this Monday show. So go ahead and share this moment, because I think this is what me personally as a dad, I've had this happen with my girls on trips. It doesn't happen every trip. Sometimes I wonder if they're ungrateful. I'm trying so hard, but that does happen sometimes. And you just want to break down and cry, but just tell this moment. I mean, this is the moment that every parent or, you know, relative dreams about.
Yeah. I'm going to do it without trying to get, we'll try not to get emotional, but yeah, at one point in the morning. So my nephew and I are really close. My sister jokes that he's my child because he is very similar to me, but he tells me everything. So he looked at me and pulled me aside and he said, I already think that this trip is going to be one of the best memories of my life.
And when you hear that, it's like, hug. Yes. And yeah. Let's keep making those memories. Cause it's, you know, he didn't say it at the end of the trip. You still have so many, you know, you still have a lot to go. That's cool.
It made all the stress of trying to get the perfect Genie Plus reservations and the ADRs, you know, that for that moment, it was worth it.
For an 8-year-old boy to say that, that's a
exactly.
That's not even a minor miracle. That is a major miracle. I'm just saying, for them not to just be scowling, holy, I don't know what. He must have had a really good lunch at Cosmic Rays. I'm just saying.
Apparently.
He must have had a really good chili dog.
I will say he does, like, really love family. That's one thing about him that is so special. He's very emotionally intelligent and does really love his family, you know. So that's always nice to see.
Cool. And you, speaking of cool, you guys use cooling towels. You said lifesaver because it was hot.
Oh,
you guys
did.
Were there in June.
Yes.
I've used those too. And then you guys took a midday break, relaxed, swimming, big blue pool, I'm guessing, the big one.
So we elected to go to the Little Mermaid pool because we were in that section, but
Ursula kind of scares me. She's big.
She's huge.
Yeah. She's gigantic.
She's a little terrifying.
Of course. I like the Cars pool there too. Do you guys get down there? Yeah. With the cones, you can hide out in the cones all day long there. It's pretty, you got all kinds of pools over at Art of Animation. And then you had your Publix stuff for dinner, which I love that idea. Save a little money and Publix food. Awesome. Rocking there. Now, you were stacking all day with Genie Plus. I love this because you're getting your value out of the Genie Plus. So when you go back that evening, give us the highlights.
Yeah, so when we went back in the evening, I was able to stack Haunted Mansion, Peter Pan's Flight, and Pirates, which I was super excited about.
That's like an all-star. Like, that's like a murderer's row right there.
I know. I was like, I wish someone was with me that would appreciate how awesome
I do.
This is.
Our audience right now is like, bam. Like Stacy on the old TV, like, bam, 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 the triple mountain whammy. But they're not mountains, but you know, we know what we're saying.
Which we're all very big, like, Halloween people. So Haunted Mansion was one I was definitely excited to take everybody on. And then my nephew ended up liking Pirates as one of his favorites, which was a surprise to me. But I loved it because, you know, I love the history of Pirates.
This kid is wise beyond his years. When he listens, just tell him, I said, wise beyond his years.
Gifted. Oh, I'll send him this to
Okay, I'm saying, and I'm a certified gifted education teacher. So I'm just a stamp. There you go. He can tell his regular teacher. Okay, so now you guys watched Happily Ever After, and this is where, I mean, you've had a little emotional day. It just kind of, I think, all boiled to the, and I think it does, Happily Ever After gets me, so I'll give you a little pass on this one, because it gets me in the feels, too.
Yeah, so I definitely cried during Happily Ever After. I mean, if you can hear that song and see the pieces of the movie playing and not cry, more power to you. For me, it's mostly like the Moana stuff. I love that movie. I love the relationship Moana has with her grandma. I feel like you haven't seen it, Mike. Have you?
I have seen Moana twice.
Okay,
I love that movie. I don't see many movies, but I've seen that one twice and I love it. They play that music on hold for Disney Cruise Line. Oh, they did. They're not now, but they used to. And not always. That's a song I love. I am Moana. I'd sing that one when I was on hold.
Such a good soundtrack.
Yes.
But I also made sure that my nephew was looking at the top of the castle at the end for the surprise. Mm-hmm. I won't spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen Happily Ever After, but it was very exciting for him.
Yeah, I love Happily Ever After and it does get me in the feels, but Mallory, she has a cold heart. My youngest daughter, just cold heart. And she just stares me down for the part when Go the Distance starts. Because she knows that's the one that gets me because I'm a runner. And, that's the thing, man. As soon as it starts, dude, I'm just... Because I'm a crier. I am a crier. And she's just like, Dad, here it comes. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah, stop. I'm a crier, too.
Stop. She's like, here it comes. And she's so... she's like a mini me, too. But she is just mean. Like, she'll be like, here it comes, 5, 4. I'm like, stop, because it's like those big old trumpets. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom. I'm like, and I'm done. And she's like, just watch it, just cracking. I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to have my moment with the castle and Hercules. Right. I haven't even seen the movie. I just know the song. So I'm like, oh, God, you got to love your kids. Just like, yeah. I just want to knock her in the nose because she's just like, stop. Just let me have my moment. Like,
would we really be daughters if we didn't give our dads hard time?
It's like, don't you have a heart too? Why can't you cry? Come on, let's just cry together. Good Lord. Anyway, okay, we're up to win. So we have a good cry. We go back, we go to bed. Wednesday morning, Hollywood Studios. Now, this seems like this would really be up your nephews and everybody's. There's a lot to do, and it's kind of a thrill park now. There's a lot to do going over there. So Genie Plus again. I like it, though, because, you don't want to spend money. You don't have to. But first timers, you want to have the optimal experience. I like your strategy.
Yeah. So a little bit disappointing. We kind of power walked / ran straight to Rise as the park opened. And, of course, it was down.
That's happened to me, too. Man, yep. I think it happens to a lot of people.
But luckily, we went over and rode Star Tours and then Rise had just reopened when we got off, so we only had to wait 50 minutes. I didn't want to pay for the individual lightning lane because we already had the GD Plus, but we only waited, 50 minutes or less to get on Rise, and I had somehow avoided spoilers through all the years that it's been open, and my jaw dropped the moment it started, and then it did not come back until the end of the ride. I was just so amazed by everything they were able to do.
I just can't believe you avoided spoilers that long. This was pre-COVID, right? Your Rise was, because Mickey and Minnie's came out right as COVID started. So that's a minor miracle in itself. And you're an engineer by trade, so just how it's more than one attraction. It's more than one kind of ride mechanism. It's like one experience to the next experience to the next experience in Rise. I love that you're kind of not only seeing the story and how the story's unfolding, but also how you're moving through different kind of ways to immerse the guests throughout the experience, probably in the same way.
Yeah, and I was splitting my attention between trying to figure out the mechanics of how everything was working and trying to enjoy the ride at the same time. So,
see, you found your people. That's how we all are. We're like, oh, man, that's how are we doing this? So, what's going on here? I love that. So you guys also went to Oga's, got to belly up to the bar there for a few minutes and check that out. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was really fun. My brother-in-law was in heaven there. He was just dancing. hanging out with the droids and, we had a great time.
DJ Rex up there spinning the latest tunes. Love that. Living his best life. So you were also stacking with Genie Plus, or using Genie Plus to do Toy Story Mania, Slinky Dog, Mickey and Minnie's. And so you got to do, speaking of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, you avoided the spoilers there. What did you think about that compared to Great Movie Ride back in the day?
I go back and forth because I really like the classic of Great Movie Ride, and I thought it was a really cool attraction. The theming was great. I liked Mickey and Minnie's too. It was really fun. I think it's something that's going to appeal more to the younger generations as time goes on. So I think it was a good move by Disney. I just, get nostalgic a little bit.
I know. That's the same thing. I think I like Great Movie Ride better, but I get why they did it because not everybody that goes to, most people go to Walt Disney World aren't 51-year-old dudes, so I get it. It's one of those things. Okay, so Next thing is one of my favorite things. Again, this is probably not, I'm not the demographic to be liking this as much as I do, but I just love that it's a live performance and that it's just, it's done so dang well. And also this movie just, it came out at the perfect time. It came out on my birthday. It's when Mallory was little. I went with Paige and Mallory the day it opened at the theater, and I never go to the theater, but Frozen Ever After. So give us a story of seeing that.
Yeah, so I also love Frozen Ever After. I'm with you. So I was hyping it up all day. I'm like, Mom and Dad, this is going to be so funny. You're going to love it. So we went, and it was funny. The funniest part, though, was at the end when it starts to snow in the theater. My nephew thought it was actual snow and tried to catch it on his tongue, but it's actually soap bubbles.
Well, I mean, those of us from the north, we catch snow in our mouths. I mean, we're trained. We're not expecting to get, you're supposed to get punished to get soap in your mouth. But I mean, if you're from anywhere north, you're just expecting a nice little, the refreshment.
And he immediately was disgusted and was like rubbing his tongue. He's like, oh my gosh, why did they do this?
What are they doing to us? Who puts soap in their snow?
Right.
Disney.
And then, we got it on video, so I'll have to send you that video.
Yes, keep your mouth shut, kids, when it starts snowing in Florida. Do not open your mouth. Because literally, I mean, when I was a kid, when it was snow, we just looked up and boom, it'd go right down the chute. Okay, so you guys also were at the studios, did Hollywood and Vine, which we don't ever talk about that here. So what was that experience like?
Yeah, I really like Hollywood and Vine. I think it gives you a pretty good character experience if that's something you're going for. They're always in different outfits depending on the season, and they come to every table. And the buffet is actually pretty good. I would say like they have a lot of variety, a little bit for everybody, and I like that restaurant a lot.
I haven't been there since Mallory was probably 4 or 5, and she's driving a car now. I remember it was like, God, it was Handy Manny. And Doc McStuffins and Einsteins, I think, back then.
I think that's the morning one. At dinner, they have like Mickey and Minnie in that gang.
I was saying, I don't even think those guys are probably even around anymore. But
probably not.
I didn't see them. And you guys kind of wrapped it up. You guys did the little alien swirling saucers because you're the only ones tough enough to swing around. I like
that. Just me and my nephew. Everybody else watched us and we're happy to not be on it.
I like it. It's not too bad, though. It's what it is. It's like if you go to Disneyland, it's like Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. It's kind of, and I can do that. Like I'm not big on spinning, but I can handle those two rides. It's not terrible. All right, so your last day is Thursday, Animal Kingdom time. Fun park, I'm sure, for your nephew. I mean, your nephew's jamming out here, though. Your family's jamming out. That's exactly what it's all about. But tell us about the last day.
Yeah, so we elected to do Animal Kingdom. I normally go for Epcot, but we elected to do Animal Kingdom because we thought my nephew and sister would like that better. So we went to breakfast at Tusker House, which is also
so good.
Yeah, one of my favorite restaurants. That juice that they give you is delicious, and I can't replicate it anywhere.
I think it's called, is it called Pog Juice? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
And it's so tasty, and they have great coffee too, so that was good. But yeah, the characters are all in their safari outfits, and Donald is my favorite, so that was my geek out moment of characters is seeing Donald in his little safari outfit.
It's just a cool restaurant because it's big, it's got so much going on, wide variety of foods. It looks very exotic in there, and it just fits the theme so well.
And they have African food options too. I mean, they have your general Mickey waffles, eggs, things like that, but they also have African foods you can try. So I really like some of the rice and stuff that they have there.
Yeah, it's a great choice because it's relatively easy to get an ADR for because nobody remembers it. Like plus, like you just said, your people that are picky eaters, all that stuff's on the buffet, like your basic eggs, your basic sausage, your basic bacon. But like you said, there's also some other different stuff. So if you want to get outside the, think outside the box, you can get some other stuff too. It really does. And good character interaction. I mean, it's got everything really. I think the only thing it has going for it is a lot of people don't think to go over to, Animal Kingdom for breakfast.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a good day. So you guys, after you did that, so after that, you went over to see Festival of Lion King. I mean, kind of let your breakfast settle. And that's a great show. That show is so underrated. Every time I see it, I'm like, this should be a Broadway show. I mean, kind of is, Lion King on Broadway.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, both my sister and my nephew are very musically inclined, so they loved it. They love singing. They love dancing. They love, you know, music, instruments, and lyrics both. So it was a great time.
Cool. And then you guys did something I have not done, and I can't even remember how long since I went back to Conservation Station. I should not podcast if I can't even pronounce the words. But I love riding trains, and I need to get back there. And it says you guys met the cutest pigs.
Yeah, I had never been back there before, but they had these cute little pigs that were just laying there in the petting, I don't know what they call it, but it's basically a petting zoo area. Yeah. And they were just laying there, and they wanted you to come up and scratch them. They were, and they would wag their little piggy tails.
Oink, oink. Yeah. Pet me.
They were so cute. I think, like, my family was actually waiting for me to come out of there because I wasn't leaving the animals.
We got other stuff to do. We got to get rides. No, I got to pet the pigs.
I was missing my dogs and my cat.
I'm the same way. I miss Riley. I'd be the same way. And then you guys, I love this. Real quick, I throw this in. Tough to be a bug because it's not going to be there much longer. You got to get it in while you can. And, I mean, if you know, like, what's going to happen. But first timers don't know, and that's kind of a cool, especially an 8-year-old boy. I'd love to set him up like that. And you did.
Yeah, he screamed a little bit.
Especially at the last day of a trip, like, that's the best time. Like, just, you know, let him know. Then you got a little story, like, remember the time it's tough to be a bug. I could do that to you again. If you ever have to do that. Now, poor guy though, looks like you guys were out in the sun a little, like it was catching up to him a little bit too much vacation here right at the end.
Yeah, so him and my sister and my brother-in-law wanted to go back to the hotel because he wasn't feeling good, which was sad because I still wanted to take him on. Dinosaur was the big one I still wanted to take him on. But they went back, but my parents wanted to ride the rides I had suggested. So we went on Dinosaur, Everest, and then the Kilimanjaro Safaris. And Everest actually ended up being my mom's favorite ride of the whole trip. So I'm glad we stayed and she got to experience that because my parents had only been to Magic Kingdom and Epcot before we were born. They didn't get to go to any of the other parks. So that was fun.
Look at your mom, e-ticket person. Like Everest. Yeah. Rock on. That's cool. You know, like my mom, you know, if she'd be like, you know, probably the safari, if I had to guess. Maybe Finding Nemo the Musical, something like that.
Yeah, we used to. I mean, when she would take us to Cedar Point, she would ride all the roller coasters with us and stuff too. But I was worried because I haven't been to a theme park with them in probably 5 or 6 years. So I kept asking, like, "You're sure? It's okay."
I just remember when I taught sixth grade, we got, you guys probably remember, everybody out there. I always had with my sixth graders on Fridays. We always did a thing called Scholastic News. It was like the little newspaper that, you know, is about 5-6 pages long. And so we do that for our reading lesson on Fridays. And they did an article on Cedar Point. And there was a roller coaster there called Millennium Force. So this is how old I am. So I'm sure it's been a while, but it was like when it first came out. And we talked about that thing forever. Like my kids, like, we are some kid in here, like one of us, and I was the same way, like, we are going to go to Ohio and we are going to ride Millennium Force because that thing goes so tall and so fast. Because I think it was the tallest or fastest roller coaster in the world or something. I'm like, I'll probably be unconscious when that thing comes back into the station. But Mr. Rahman's going to ride there. You're going to ride it. Somebody's going to take a picture of one of us on that roller coaster. I remember that.
It's funny you say that because that is my favorite. I haven't been to Cedar Point in a few years, but that's my favorite ride at Cedar Point. Has been since I was about 9. But as I get older, it does go so fast and it's so high. I used to have the facts memorized when I was a kid of like the different roller coasters at Cedar Point. So I think the drop on that hill is like 310 feet.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was on the cover. Like, we talked about it. I mean, it was like that year in my sixth grade class. It was the Millennium Force year. Like, because I put it on my front board, like with magnets. And it was, we talked about it all the time. Like, because my kids would be like, yeah, I'd ride it. I'm like, you wouldn't ride that. You're so chicken. Like, because I was always telling my kids, like, you talk tough. Like, you would not, you would get up to the station. You'd be like, mommy. I was like, I'd probably do that. I'm like, because that's way bigger than any of the Six Flags roller coasters we've ever ridden. Because it was like an article that, you know, compared math and physics and all that, you know, because educational stuff. I was like, we always talked about that. It was so funny. But I just remember that, like, Millennium Force. But every time anything would be scary, be like, is it Millennium Force scary? Because I mean, see, you've been there and you've ridden it.
Yeah, no, but thanks. As I get older, After the first hill, your vision kind of blacks out a little bit, so you see.
See, I don't need that anymore. Like, yeah. See, I'm smart enough now. Like, I used to do stuff like that, but see, I've apexed my life where I'm like, anything that causes pain or like blackout or blurred vision, like, that used to be fun. Now, like, I'm good. Like, yeah. I'll go buy an ice cream cone and just sit here. I'll watch you everybody too. Else. Like, I'm good. Anyway, so the trip's coming to an end. You guys head back. You got to pack. That's kind of sad. But I like this kind of at the end. And a lot of folks don't take advantage of stuff back at your hotel. You guys did a little trivia back at Art of Animation. How cool is that?
That was so much fun. We went, we actually ended up being the only family there. So my husband and father competed with me and my mom. And I think their team name was the Lost Boys. And ours was the Girls Worth Fighting For.
Oh my God.
So very Disney themed. But I would recommend everybody, if you get a chance, go to the trivia one night at your resort. The staff that lead it, the cast members, they're so funny and they have so much energy. And it was really fun to play the trivia, and we actually won some Disney themed rubber ducks out of it. So.
No kidding. That's so sweet. Well, man, what a trip. I mean, it wasn't super long, but you got so much done. You got to have, I mean, you made so many great memories, and what, I just love hearing about it today. It's, you know, I've been laughing through the whole thing, smiling through the whole thing today. I love doing these Monday shows because I just get to, I feel like I was right there with you at all the, you know, petting the pigs, and, you know, I could see your nephew saying, this is the best trip ever. It's going to be, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to, how do we top this? I get it. This is great. Now, as we wrap, give me one last like story or memory or something that sticks out from this trip so that we can kind of leave with one final thought.
So it's not necessarily from the trip, but at Christmas time, my mom surprised us all with like family pictures from the trip. And it was the first thing my nephew opened, and she was expecting him to just toss it from the side, but he opened it and, like hug the picture frame, and he's like, oh my gosh, family memories. So cool, you know, kid. That just describes the trip fully for me.
That's a cool kid and a cool family. And Mackenzie, hey, thanks for taking the time. What a great way to start the week. I mean, you know, we always try to put positivity out there, but I mean, it is oozing out of today's show. This is what Disney's all about. It's about family coming together, friends, family, and making those memories. And you guys absolutely got to do it last summer down there, Art of Animation around the theme park. So thanks for coming on. And we'll have to do this again because your family definitely does Walt Disney World the right way. Very cool.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Don't forget, our show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan a great trip. We'd love to help you make these kind of memories. If you're, man, this is what it is truly all about. So just swing by themagicforless.com today. No cost to you. We'll do all the planning for you, so check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, those 2025 Walt Disney World packages are now available, and those increased booking bonuses are still out there. So just swing by the website again over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That supports us throughout the year. And also, please support us on Patreon. That really does help us out. $5 a month is all it costs, and you get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. It's everything but Disney. Sometimes it is Disney. Last week, we talked about the Disney/ESPN connection, which was kind of fun. My memories of meeting Stuart Scott on the Disney Magic back in the day, singing karaoke with him. And some of my memories with just the Disney ESPN area on the boardwalk. We just have a good time with that show. So if you'd like the bonus show on Tuesdays, come on over, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give me a follow on social media, Be Our Guest Mike, and all the places, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And we'll have a live call-in show. You want to be a part of the show? Give us a call Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We're all over the place. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and I think that's it. Missing one place, Facebook. So one last thing. You can join our Discord. As I said earlier, we'd love to have you 24/7. Tons of our listeners get together. We have conversations about Disney, about non-Disney. We just have a great community over there going all the time. So come on over. Just go to brguestpodcast.com. Scroll down. There's a button that says join the Discord. Boom, right there. Just pick a username and you are in. You're in the club. So come on over and join us on Discord. All right. So we are going to get out of here. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So until then, for Mackenzie out in Cleveland, I'm Mike here in Missouri. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.